You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, get the freshest Browns gear by visiting the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop located at First Energy Stadium. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. The Browns, Colts just 3 days away. Colts 8-4. The Browns, of course, 7-5 with their season very much on the line in a game they must win to stay alive in this very competitive and very loaded AFC playoff picture, where it seems that everybody is 7-5 in the AFC or better. An unbelievable season for this conference, that's for sure. Going to bring in Emmett Gold now. We're going to do a little bit of fantasy football. We're going to get some questions answered for you right here on the air, as we do at this time every Thursday. We'll also take your phone calls, 216-578-0850, and we'll also give our final thoughts here on this Browns team that returns to work today with Carlos Dansby, Isaiah Crowell, and Jordan Cameron all on the practice field. So that certainly is good news on that front. What's up, Emmett?
Hey, what's going on, guys? We got John. He wants to know, he says he needs playoff help. Flex PPR spot, Crowell, LaFell, Heron, Steels, or R. Woods?
I mean, to me, that one's pretty simple when you look at what Brandon LaFell's been doing out there in a point per reception league. I think you got to go with him. He's really emerged as that top receiver there for, of course, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. LaFell leading this team in all the categories, 712 yards, 7 touchdowns. And lately, he's become fantasy gold. If you look at him in his last few games, last two, he's given you at least 18 points in a PPR league against Detroit and against Green Bay. So I think he's got to be the guy you go with.
All right, and Bruce the Mailman, he's up next. He says, Kaepernick or A. Smith or Newton and or Flacco?
Kaepernick, Alex Smith, Newton, or Flacco? You don't like that Kansas City passing game. You don't like them against Arizona, so he would be out. Cam Newton is struggling mightily in the dome, though, against New Orleans. Kind of like that. I think it's got to be Kaepernick against the Oakland Raiders. I think their defense is bad. I think the 49ers need a statement game. I think they will try to make it there. So I would stick with Kaepernick. I like also Joe Flacco, but might not have Torrey Smith, certainly not at 100% with that knee injury. In Miami, they can defend the pass very effectively with Brent Grimes and company down there in South Florida.
And finally, Paulie Yo says his team name is Salami Football, which is interesting. But Giants or Lions defense / special teams?
I think if you're looking for a big sleeper, let me just throw out the Minnesota Vikings at home against the New York Jets. I think that would be a great play. But I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions at home against Tampa Bay. I think that is one of the better plays this week as well for you on the defensive front in fantasy football. So that would be my final recommendation for Team Salami to go ahead and go with the Lions there. The Giants just too beaten up. And I know they're playing Tennessee, but Zach Mettenberger's been all right. I'd rather go with Detroit at home in that game. Appreciate all of your fantasy football tweets here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, we're about to give our final thoughts here as we wrap this show up today, gentlemen. And when you look at this game, we all agree you're going to need 27 or more points to get there. You're going to need Josh Gordon. I think you're going to also need big game, though, from Andrew Hawkins. And I think the tight end's going to have to get involved, because we all saw last year DeQuell Jackson struggled against tight ends, struggled against backs out of the backfield. That's a matchup in the pass game I think the Browns are going to have to find ways to exploit.
It definitely is, and I think, again, music to our ears to hear that Jordan Cameron is back practicing, although he's been on the practice field in the prior weeks. But I think every week he inches closer to getting back out there, and what an addition this would be when you talk about offensive output and the number of weapons that Brian Hoyer would have at his disposal. We remove Miles Austin. It would be great to insert Jordan Cameron into that third down role, as you mentioned earlier, Nathan.
Getting back to being able to effectively run the football is going to be absolutely key, and I think mandatory as well. Nathan, couldn't agree with you more about making DeQuell Jackson and his linebacking mates uncomfortable. And let's hope if Jordan Cameron can't be full go, that Jim Dre is capable of that. Couldn't agree more either. Andrew Hawkins, I think, is going to be very instrumental in this one. And do not rule out the fact that you may see a lot of Glenn Winston on Sunday running the football. Given hopefully Crow is able to, you know, get his 15 plus carries, but I think Winston's going to, he might be up behind Crow instead of Terrence West.
Well, clearly Mike Pettine not happy with the ball security issues of Terrence West recently. Colts giving up 4.4 yards per carry on the ground to opposing running backs. That is ninth most in the NFL. So hopefully the Browns can get it moving again on the ground, help set up some of that play action. You're going to see some more speed on the field. One thing with Austin out, when Taylor Gabriel and Travis Benjamin replace him, that means you will see more speed on the field for the Cleveland Browns at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, the one factor, though, that we have to take into effect, though, Nathan, as well, is a lot of teams are always playing from behind against the Indianapolis Colts because they are such an offensive juggernaut. So it'll be interesting to see how patient Kyle Shanahan can be with the ground game if we get up against points early in the game and the efficiency of that Indianapolis Colts offense.
No question about it. Let me guys ask you this. We got a nice little tweet here. Fact or fiction? Isaiah Crowell will have more yards rushing than Trent Richardson.
Fact. Capital F-A-C-T.
It better be a fact.
Oh,
the guy averages
yes.
Yards
thank
per
you.
Game.
If Trent Richardson averages 3 yards a carry against the Browns, I know that's not setting the bar real high, but I'm going to be very disappointed in this Browns defensive concept. It better be a fact that Crowell is up into at least 4.5. And Richardson is down, you know, in his norm, 2.7, 2.8. and no touchdowns for Trent either. No touchdowns for him. I don't care if it's goal line. Keep him out of the end zone.
Thank you, at Cleve Fan Forever, for that one, that tweet there with the fact or fiction. Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that at all. I am curious to see if Carlos Dansby comes back, because Craig Robertson, I think, has been playing some of the best football on this defense. And Chris Kirksey's elevated his game as well. It'll be interesting to see how those reps are divvied up next to Carlos Dansby when he returns. And, again, he was at practice today for the Cleveland Browns, which certainly is good news. When you think about this passing attack, I know you talked about Kobe Fleener earlier. They've got T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief coming off the monster game, over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns last week. Who makes you the most nervous for the Browns here in defending this passing game?
I think it would, for me, first and foremost, it'd be Fleener and the emergence of both those tight ends because of the mismatch they create on the safeties. Again, Fleener 6'6", 260, and he can run like a wide receiver. Moncrief, the emergence of him, you can see after last week that Luck has built up a rapport with him and is very comfortable. One other thing of note that I think the Cleveland Browns defense has to be wary of is, and I know Ahmad Bradshaw is hurt and done for the rest of the season, I believe, but 38 receptions by him, 22 by Richardson, and 9 by Heron. So Andrew Luck is very diverse in who he gets the football to. He's great making his decisions of taking it down the field, but also, too, opportunistic of dropping it off to a back, having them get positive football yards. 69 receptions out of the backfield. I believe the Browns probably have less than 15 as a team. So something to look out for. Again, a matchup where you get a little too deep in your zone or you turn your back in man to coverage.
Yep.
Running back loses his coverage or finds a little hole, a hole in that zone. Catch, continue to move those chains, which is why the efficiency of Indianapolis is such a great thing for them moving forward.
Dante Whitner needs a big football game this week.
He does.
Yes, he does. You mentioned Robertson and Kirksey have been playing well, and they have. But their ability to cover and their pass drops are going to come into big play this week.
I think they certainly will. And I'll tell you what, you talked about getting the ball to the backs out of the backfield. Crow's last 3 catches have gone for 45 yards. Get him the ball in space. Give him an opportunity. I think that would be good.
It
slows down the pass rush, slows down the linebackers. And it's something the Browns have not utilized effectively at all this season.
So you certainly want to see that. And that can be used to open up those big ends by Gordon, where a linebacker is hesitant to get to their proper depth of 12 or 15 yards, but they're hovering at 10, and it just makes that window. It makes it an easier throw for Brian Hoyer into a larger window to a big target like Josh Gordon.
No question. That's what you want. You want to give space for your big playmakers down the field, and I think this is one where you want to utilize guys like Crow West or even Glenn Winston out of the backfield in this one. Do you think when you look at the stats of this game, Colts number 2 third down defense in the NFL, Browns 31st third down offense in the NFL, we keep talking about our desire to run the football. It's just going to be tough if the Browns are in third and long. It doesn't seem like that's a recipe for success against this team, but you got to keep Andrew Luck off the field. The Browns are going to need to commit to run, but they're going to have to run effectively. If they can't come out and go run, run, pass, and be in third and 7 and long series after series, or they're going to have a lot of 3 and outs, and it could get ugly in a hurry.
Not going to work. Being behind the sticks like that, yeah, it's going to put you in a real precarious position where you're probably down 2 possessions or more. Bang, bang. Don't want that. Andrew Hawkins, Taylor Gabriel. The short controlled pass game, the quick hitches, the quick slants, the bubbles. Nathan, I see both of these guys coming into big, big play this week, especially Andrew Hawkins. I don't think they've utilized him. And look at the productivity he was giving. And now all of a sudden they've gone away from it somewhat. Got to get Hawk back involved.
Yeah, and for me, something that we can get into a little bit more tomorrow, but look for the Cleveland Browns. And again, I have not watched practice. I have no insight into this by any means. But look for the Cleveland Browns to do something unique on special teams to try to steal a possession, meaning a fake and fourth and short, a surprise onside, something to steal a possession and nice. Give that back quickly to the offense that we can hopefully take advantage of.
No question about it, and it's a Colts team that could be without Vontae Davis, their best cover corner, which would certainly be good news for the Browns. Last week when Davis went down, DeSean Jackson, who had done nothing through much of the game, came alive, 5 for 84, and a touchdown, so hopefully the Browns can get some of that production against that secondary.
What did our guy Colt torch him for last week?
375.
375 in three zones?
And three touchdowns in
through
a
the
game.
Air.
And they got blown out.
And they got blown out. They put 27 up and weren't even in the ballpark.
And weren't even in the game. He was actually through for 392.
Start your prayers now, people.
Start your prayers. Listen, come out, control the football game. Let's go, Browns. They can do this.
They
thing.
Can
they've
do
got,
it.
They've
yep.
got to do it. You can beat anybody in the NFL on any given Sunday. It's good to have Andrew Luck outdoors as opposed to indoors. You know, you don't want him in that perfect climate-controlled environment. So hopefully the dog pound will be loud. Disrupt him, distract him like they did. You mentioned Drew Brees earlier in the show, Matt. I heard that. And treat him like they treated Drew Brees earlier. That will be the recipe for success. A lot of thank yous to hand out here as we wrap up Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Want to thank each and every one of you for all of your great calls. Thank Doug Deacon. Thank Dino for being on the board with us now. Emma Golden as well earlier in the show. For Michael Redguy and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying we've got one more Cleveland Browns Daily to go before it's the Browns and the Colts locking horns this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. So thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.